I read in a forum that the punishment for male homosexuality, the death penalty, and that of women homosexuality are different. I am surprised because I always thought that God applies the same sentences for the two sexes, as adultery, for example. Why this inequality? Rachel from France. Okay, it's not inequality, it's just that the actions are completely different actions and therefore warrant different punishments. Similarly, by adultery, a man who, at least from the Torah, can marry more than one woman, even a married man who has relations with a unmarried woman who is not his wife, is not committing adultery. He is committing a sin, but it's not adultery. Adultery is where a man, whether he's married or not, lives with a married woman who's not his wife. That is adultery, because a woman can never be married to more than one man at a time. So in adultery, you're right. The Torah does not discriminate. The man who commits adultery, meaning he lives with a married woman, or the married woman who lives with a man, gets the same punishment, death penalty. But a man who lives with an unmarried woman, where he's not committing adultery, the punishment is a much lesser punishment, both for the man and for the woman. Similarly, male homosexuality involves an act that is much more invasive an act that is punishable by death because of the nature of the act that's involved in male homosexuality. Right? It has to be the actual act of male intercourse for get a death penalty, not just hugging or kissing or anything similar to that. Since when by female homosexuality, that act does not exist, it's a lesser kind of contact, and therefore the punishment is a lesser punishment, it's a different kind of action.